We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Cook and Joe live from Rivers Casino. We got parties going on left and right here, Ron. It's hard to keep track. Get yourself in line here. Short lines, fast moving lines to get your bets in. For March Madness games, March Mania watch party going on right above us here at the casino. This is awesome.
I just went to the men's room and had to walk. This place is alive. I mean, there's a lot of electricity down here. It's a great day to be here. A lot of fun.
Ron, our boss just walked in. Does that make you nervous performing in front of the boss or no?
Makes me want to leave.
Yeah? Makes me want to leave. Listen to this, Ron, and this ties into a previous topic. Phil Collins coming to PPG Paints Arena in October. You're a big Genesis guy?
No, not really.
You know how it's tied into our earlier topic?
Is he from Buffalo?
No. Underrated, quietly underrated performers. Peter Gabriel is actually the best, most talented member of Genesis, but he'll never get the credit.
Thank you for informing me on that.
You're welcome. Who do you got as your big upset, Ron?
In this tournament today,
yes.
The first round?
First round.
I don't have too many. I have, I guess my biggest would be, I have a 12 over, a 5 over a 12. I have Murray State beating Marquette. That is one of my big ones. The other one is,
I've got
that, none. That is the biggest one. I do have Oregon as a 12 beating Wisconsin a 5. Those are my two.
I'll tell you why I bet basically chalk this year, Ron. And this goes with the Duke number that I had. And again, for those people out there picking Duke, no team in history that shoots the three as poorly as Duke has ever gotten to the Final Four. Here's the other reason. Usually I get fancy here and think that I'm real smart and I'm going to pick.
Have you ever done really well?
Prairie View.
Have you ever done well in this thing?
Not well enough.
You pick Buffalo
No, I suck at this.
Well, if you pick Buffalo, seriously.
Listen.
How can you do well doing that?
Listen. Here's why I'm going chalk. Don't look at my screen, okay? I'm gonna quiz you here. I think you know the first one. All time, 16 versus a one seed.
Only once last year.
1-135, which will be a .007 winning percentage.
University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Okay.
Beats Virginia, right?
2 versus a 15 seed. There have been 136 instances, as with all these. How many times has a 2 beaten a 15?
Once in Pittsburgh, if I'm not mistaken. It was Eddie Fogler's South Carolina team.
Against Fang Mitchell by Coppin State.
Coppin State was there for that one. That was a fun day.
I sat next to Bruce Kiden and yelled at me because I was incessantly tapping my pen. But go ahead, Ron.
See, you were annoying even back then.
Even then.
Oh, man.
I couldn't believe him either. During a game, like I was a savvy young news hound, very naive and a little bit frightened.
And he's an old-time veteran.
He got up and yelled at the official.
You're kidding.
For being, he's like, whoever the official was, he yelled at him by name, Kiden did, during an NCAA tournament game, said, get out of my way, I can't see. And I was like, oh, my God, this is happening during a game? It was unbelievable, Ron. So 8 out of 136.
And we saw one of them.
Yes, a 15 against a 2. So the percentages, why would I pick a 2 against a 15? Now listen to this. A 14 against a 3. How many times in 136 games has a 14 seed won?
I have no idea.
21. The percentage is 154. 13 versus a 4, 28. 206.
Now at 12-5, there's a lot.
A lot, but only a 34% winning percentage.
That's still a lot.
It's a fair amount. 11 versus 6, 37% of the time. A 10 versus 7, 38% of the time. So if you're strictly going odds, if you're actually walking up to a window and making picks, why would you go, and I'm talking at large here to use an NCAA tournament term, why would you pick against chalk? I'm picking all chalk this year except Buffalo, who I'm picking to win the national title. And by the way, 8 versus 9, 50% all time.
That's basically a crapshoot there anyway. I mean, they're so supposedly evenly matched, and that proves that they are, right?
Yes. So that's
everybody
why. Doesn't it make sense?
Everybody,
doesn't it make sense to do that, though?
But everybody wants to get the one, you know, have the one big upset.
Everybody wants to rule the world as well, Ron. You remember that song? Who sang it?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Was it Tears for Fears? Yeah. Here's what I wanted to do with you today. I wrote this down last night because I was curious. And we already touched on one coach in Boeheim. I'm going to name a famous college basketball coach, big personality, big winner. You tell me what first pops into your mind and if you ever had a personal interaction with this gentleman. You
all
ready,
right,
Ron?
I'm ready.
Rick Pitino.
I chased him out to the curb in New York one day at the Big East tournament. And he talked to me as he was waiting to get on the bus. He was at Providence back then. He was a young Rick Pitino back then. And I got my one-on-one with him by following him to the curb. That's the only time I ever dealt with him one-on-one.
Has he tarnished his image beyond repair,
oh,
Ron?
Oh, my God. I would think so.
Is he still an all-time great college coach?
Yes, he is. Bet it's all tarnished, but yes.
Jim Calhoun.
Loved him. One of my all-time favorite characters. Talked to him on the phone many times. Talked to him in Connecticut at games many times. One of my all-time favorite people. Because he wore it on his chest, man. He wore it on his chest and his emotions and stuff. And he certainly had his share of he was suspended, too, if I'm not mistaken. But I loved dealing with him. He'd always take my calls. I'd call. We had a little bit of a relationship. He knew who I was.
Remember his comment about the Pitt team that really insulted Howland and those guys?
Didn't they have the NBA players or something?
Yeah, they're not the most talented team. But what he wanted to say was they're the toughest team, but they didn't like that.
I just remember him calling the field house, this place is a dump.
John Calipari.
Great relationship with him. I've had him on our show here on a number of occasions. I have a great relationship. I have his cell phone number. He always calls me back. I really like him a lot.
Raleigh Massimino.
Didn't like him, didn't have any relationship with him, just found him very arrogant and condescending.
Really?
Yep.
I would have thought in person or during press conferences that he would have been entertaining and personable,
yeah,
but the opposite
been.
Is
yeah,
true,
yeah,
huh?
For me, I was not a fan.
How about the older John Thompson?
Never one-on-ones. I mean, I always had great respect for him. You know, he always had, reputation as, you know, no nonsense. But he was one of the few coaches, even back then, that would open up his locker room for his players after games. Now, you had to make your choice between going to him or going to them. And he was always so good. But you could go talk to his players. I always liked that about him. Because all these other coaches close their locker room and bring the guys into the media room.
Lastly, I had on my mind, what do you remember about Paul Evans? And what do you make of the fact that he basically
never coached
disappeared?
Again? I covered Paul for part of 1 year. And he knew I wasn't happy being put on that beat. And, I mean, I made it very clear, Paul, I'm not going to be around long. And I don't think he appreciated that. An excellent coach. I think he lost his team over the Barry Goheen fouling. I think Terrell Porter, Sean Miller, you know, he didn't tell them what to do, and then he set them up to take the blame.
And then he disappeared to Annapolis where he went into real estate, right?
Right. Right.
Incredible, Ron, that he never coached again.
David
he was
Robinson.
Still a relatively young man.
David Robinson in Navy.
Why do you think he never did?
I don't know. I don't know if he was blackballed for whatever reason or just chose not to get into that life again. I don't know.
Quite a story. All right, Ron. We can talk hockey. Top of the hour, I want to talk about Chris Carter's take on Vontaze Burfict because it was pretty powerful stuff, and he went on for a while, and I want you and everyone else to hear. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Eggersteiner & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Eggersteiner & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. It's Cook and Joe at Rivers Casino. Come on down, make your bets, enjoy yourself. We got a March Madness watch party going on the floor above us. We got people glued to these TVs, drinking, eating, having a wonderful time, and following their bets. Rivers Casino right next to the sports book. Stop by and say hello to Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.